like to tell you what verse I woke up this morning. And I hadn't read it. And I hadn't read it since I've been on the campground that I know of. But here is what it was. I have purposed in my heart that my lips shall not transgress. Is that right? I don't even know where that is in the Bible. I have purposed in my heart that my lips shall not transgress. And now we sang in the song, I will praise him. Do you see something in these verses similar? Not words, but determination, purpose of heart. And that is what I believe the Lord has been after me since I've been at the camp these 2 weeks, just renewing what I already have always wanted in my life, purpose of heart. I have purposed in my heart that my lips shall not transgress. I will praise him. I will praise him. Now that's a purpose too that we're singing, a promise, a dedication. I will praise him. Now, we can't praise the Lord out loud if we go to the office. If we go to the office, we can't praise the Lord out loud in most employment that we have. But like I told the little lady that was here in the camp, she said, I'm afraid I'm going to go back home and be what I was before I came to camp. And now the Lord has met me and done something for me. And I told her, nothing from my mouth, but from our brother Ernie. I said, we've been hearing for a week about different ways to praise the Lord with lifted hands and other ways. And we can praise the Lord by a life dedicated to him. You say, well, that's for preachers. That's for missionaries. No, that's for every follower of Jesus Christ. It's in the book. I have purposed in my heart that my lips shall not transgress. We can say, I purposed in my heart that I will praise him, like the songwriter said. And a dedication of our lives. And when we do that, the fire will fall. Not this fire. This is a nice warm fire. I'm right close to it now and I can feel it. And it feels so good. And you know, it feels so good when the fire of God descends upon us. I remember the night when I received my baptism in the Holy Spirit. I never will forget that day. I never will forget that day. What a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful baptism in the Holy Spirit. It was all unplanned. They had a big revival, a Holy Spirit revival, before I ever found the Full Gospel Tabernacle. And Sister Evelyn Oldfield, she became Evelyn Gillenberg, and a number of others who later all went out into ministry. All eight of them. After they were filled with the Holy Spirit. And our little church in Waukegan has never made headlines in the paper that I know of. But you know, it was a wonderful little church that God set in operation. And the night that I was filled with the Spirit, I had been working like a dog all that Sunday day. Not outside, but in the parsonage. I lived with the pastor and his wife for 5 years. And I was asked if I would leave the faith home in Zion, where I had only been for a year and a half in Zion, at the faith home as a trainee, as they call them now. And then Pastor Johnson came up one day, and he knocked at the door where I was. He said, "Marie, we need you back in Waukegan." I said, "Why?" He says, "Because Ernest and Evelyn Oldfield are leaving for Brooklyn, for New York, to work with Brother Waldfogel." The brothers Waldfogels, I should say. And I said, "I can't fill the shoes of Ernest Oldfield, Pastor Johnson." He says, I feel God wants you to do that. He wants you to come back and be the Sunday school superintendent and take care of everything in the church that Brother and Sister Oldfield did." But long story short, I hadn't had my baptism yet. But I went to my assignment. I went happily, but feeling very... How would you feel if somebody asked you to fill Brother Ernie Waldfogel's shoes? That was like it was. Brother Ernest Oldfield was a pastor, assistant pastor. But I went to that meeting that night, burdened for my sister, my own sister, and one of my Sunday school girls who had broken her leg that week and came into church that night on crutches. And my sister sat here. I sat on the aisle. My sister sat here. My Sunday school pupil sat next to her. And I was so tired. I just sat there. But I don't... And we had invited, Pastor Johnson had invited Dr. Roy Gray, to preach that night. So Dr. Roy Gray came to the service, and he sat there waiting on the Lord and seeking for God's guidance in that service. And we were praising the Lord with our hands upraised, and suddenly I was just out of it. And that was about 10 minutes after 8. Service started at 8:15, and the next thing I knew was 9:45. And nothing had happened in that meeting except that the power of the Holy Spirit came down. And came down, and came down, and came down, and came down. And I was praying. I said, "Lord, do something for my sister. Fill her with your Spirit. Fill Tessie Kemp with your Spirit. Jesus, move. Let the fire burn." And then it hit the teacher. It hit me. I mean the Sunday school teacher. And for close to 3 hours, just lost in wonder, love, and praise in another language I didn't know. And you know, I have, by the grace of God, been enabled by the Lord Jesus Christ and by the power of God to live in that anointing and desire Him. Even if you don't understand it, I didn't understand it. I told you last week I came out of a church that didn't even mention the Holy Spirit. I mean, we did in that catechism, but otherwise it was never anything that I knew much about. But when the Holy Ghost, the fire of the Holy Ghost comes in, it burns up the dross, the things that you can't conquer in yourself. And you can't even do the verse I started with, purpose in your heart, that your lips shall not transgress, because it's not something, if we're used to speaking our mind. I wasn't what I would call a blabbermouth, you know what I mean? Just because I was, the conditions I was raised in, they prohibited pretty much. But that was a godsend blessing that I didn't. Because I had to say, Jesus, you have to help me through every situation. I'm helpless. I don't know how to live right. I don't know how to be right. I'm a little heathen. I really was a little heathen. But, and I still just need the fire of the Holy Ghost to burn in my life today. And that, so that's what the Lord put on my heart today. I have purposed in my heart that my lips shall not transgress. Thank you. God bless you.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Burn on, O fire of God, burn on, till all my dross is burned away. Burn on, burn on. Prepare me for the testing day. Good prayer. It's number 42 in the white book. Let's pray it together. Number 42 in the white book.
John the Baptist was around, he said, There's coming somebody after me whose shoe latch that I'm not worthy to unloose. And when he comes, he will baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire, not many days hence. They had no clue. I had absolutely no idea. I don't think they did what John was talking about. Was ist das? Yeah. Yeah, was ist das? What is this baptism of the Holy Ghost and fire, not many days hence? I have never heard of such a thing. I haven't heard about it. The Jews haven't taught us. It's not in our catechism. I don't believe it. I'm not going to. No. I don't know what they were thinking. But then we read that on the day of Pentecost. There they were. Why were they there? They didn't know why they were there. Maybe you don't know why you're here this morning either. Why am I here? What in the world am I doing here? How did I get here? And why am I here? And what's going to happen now? I don't know. But, you know, they were there because the Lord said, go there in the city of Jerusalem and just wait until you're endued with the power of the Holy Spirit. Just wait. Wait for what? Wait for the Holy Spirit. Wait for the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Was ist das? They didn't know what that was either. They had never been filled with the Holy Spirit. The Spirit of God had come upon them. They had been used for ministry, anointed by the power of the Spirit of God. But this was something a little different. No, it was something a lot different. Jesus had spoken to them about it. He said, I'm going to come inside of you. Myself, Jesus said, I'm going to leave you, but in a little while, a couple days, I'm going to come back again to see you. And he wasn't talking about his return. That wasn't very soon. That wasn't a little while. That was a long while. But he was going to come to them by the power of the Holy Spirit. Jesus was the Holy Spirit's power that would be inside of them. And they didn't know what that was either. And then you remember in Acts 2 on the day of Pentecost, they were all filled with the Holy Spirit. And among the other things that happened, cloven tongues of fire came down and just sat upon each of them. You know, we've heard stories. I've never been involved in one of these, but I've heard about a fire department that came out to put the fire out that was burning the top of the church. But there really was no fire burning the top of the church. It wasn't this kind of fire. It was that kind of fire from above. And they literally saw fire burning like the burning bush, but the church wasn't being consumed. And they came to put out the fire, and they found the people inside the church just rejoicing and praising God, and they were being filled with the Holy Spirit, and they actually saw that. Now, that's unusual. And I believe that account because I didn't read it in somebody who I didn't know about, but that's somebody that we are all familiar with, part of our extended fellowship. And the Lord wants to burn a fire inside of you. Brother Philip Wanamacher was speaking to us one time. I think it was in Ridgewood. He was that man, Brother Joseph Wanamacher's son, pastored the church in Springfield, Missouri. And he came for a visit, and he was talking to us about the Holy Spirit. I'll never forget what he said, because I had heard about the baptism of the Spirit and for a long time in my life since I was a little boy, and I'd seen people speak in tongues and give a message in tongues and interpretation and so on, and I thought that was probably what the Holy Spirit was, and it is, certainly, he is that. But Brother Wanamacher said, you know, when you read the book of Acts, and you read the Bible and you find out what it was that the Holy Spirit came to accomplish and to do. Number one, the Holy Spirit came to give you boldness so you're not such a wimp when you're witnessing. The Holy Spirit came to empower you to be a witness for Him. And then he said this. He said the other thing, and he got the root word from the Greek, and you know already, I don't know Hebrew and I don't know Greek. And I mean, the little Hebrew that I know is my tailor, and the little Greek makes my salad. And those are the only Hebrew and Greeks that I know. But Brother Wanamacher, he said to us, he said, you know, the root word there of the Spirit, when the Spirit comes in and gets a hold of you, he creates enthusiasm. Enthusiasm. Really? Is that what the Holy Spirit does? So instead of being like a bump on a log and blah, and a blob and blook, it's true. The Holy Spirit does create enthusiasm. He did that with the early church and the disciples. Boy, were they enthusiastic. Try to shut Peter up after the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Try to shut any of them up. They just carried the fire of the message of the gospel of Jesus Christ by the power of the Holy Spirit wherever they could go. And everybody's different. You're different than I am, and this one's different than that. I find myself in some interesting situations sometimes in different churches and different denominations, and I don't care about church denominations, and I don't care about religion. I kind of don't even like religion. I'd like to stamp out religion. It's done a whole lot of bad stuff. It's done a lot of good, I guess, but I'm more interested in relationship than religion. And so I'm with these people, and cultures are different. I don't know if you've ever been part of a black church, but they're fun. At least for me, they're fun. It's almost entertaining, and sometimes I get a chance to be with them and in their conferences or whatever meetings, and the choir selections, they're always interesting too. They really know how to get into it. And it's okay. You know, if I were to do that and get into it the way they did, I'd have to make it up. I'd have to feign it or something. It's not me. That's just not my typical German background to be like them. But they had a choir selection, and it was great. And the choir was split into two halves, like you guys against them, like competing choirs. But they were really the same choir. And this choir, this part would say, "Sit down!" That's what they "Sit down!" And the other side would respond, "I can't sit down! Sit down! I can't sit down!" And then they'd go on and continue, "I just got religion and I feel brand new! I'm filled with the fire and the Holy Ghost too! Sit down! I can't sit down!" Well, can you sit down? Can you stand up? I mean, does the fire ever burn and just ignite something inside of you that you just can't sit down? You just can't be still? Jeremiah had that experience. See, that's biblical. If it's biblical, it's okay. And Jeremiah said, "The word of God in me, it was like a fire shut up in my bones, and I couldn't forbear. I tried to keep a lid on it, but I couldn't. I tried to stop." And maybe sometimes you feel that way too. Maybe sometimes you try to stop, but you can't because there's a fire that burns. And it's just an enthusiasm and a love for Jesus. And you've got to get out there to tell people. You've got to go out into the highways and byways and compel them to come in. And you'd like to stop, and maybe you should stop, but you just can't stop because there's something that's burning in your soul. It's that fire of God. It burns out the dross. It burns out the self. It burns out the sin. But it burns in a zeal and a love in our hearts for Jesus Christ. And I guess I'm glad Brother Tom or whoever, I gave Brother Tom credit where credit wasn't due the other week. Did you start this fire? He did?
Brother Tom did.
Brother Tom did it. Well, we thank Brother Tom. He got us into the fire mode. But, you know, I wouldn't it be good if even without this fire we were all in the fire mode? Wouldn't it be nice if the fire department, from where do they come from around here? Warrensburg, Horicon, Brent Lake? Oh, they got one down there right on the road, don't they? Fireman. Wouldn't that be interesting if all of a sudden the fire department came flying into Pilgrim Camp and two wheels around the road by the lake and coming to put out the fire in the lodge? Oh, they couldn't put out the fire in the lodge with their hoses if we had a fire like that burning. Because when Jesus Christ, when the Holy Spirit ignites it, no water's going to put it out. No sand is going to squelch it or smother it. You just can't keep that down. So sit down. No, okay, I will. I can't sit down. No, sit down. I just can't sit down. Why not? Because there's a fire that burns. A fire of divine love and zeal. And you got some of that fire too. I know you do. And we maybe have found that Jesus Christ wants to just burn. Here comes the fire department. Oh, no, that's somebody else. That's the garbage man. I'm sorry. He's coming to pick up the garbage. We could start on that now, too, for a little while, can't we? Got any garbage you want to dump? Dump the garbage, and maybe the fire will start to burn. And the fire will start to fall. Well, Lord, let the fire fall. Oh, dear Lord, let the fire fall. Dear Lord, and burn in our hearts, burn in our souls, a divine zeal and love and fervor for Jesus Christ. Lord, we can't kindle that flame ourselves, but you can. Dear Lord, and we pray as we sang earlier, Lord, get rid of all the rot, the junk, the stuff, the dross, the self. Get rid of it all, Lord, we pray, so that there can be a fire that burns and burns brightly in each one of our hearts, Lord. Each one of our souls, that when we do go wherever it is that we go when we leave, we'll go with the fire burning that nothing can quench, nothing can put it out, Lord. We thank you that, Lord, there's an oil that feeds that fire, and you want to keep it shining and burning all the time. And so, Lord, as we've been singing, burn on, O fire of God. Burn in, O fire of God. Lord, burn and consume, and then burn that love and zeal. And let it just give us that help that we need to radiate the life of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, we thank you for it. It doesn't have to be loud. It doesn't have to be boisterous or screaming. But, Lord, it can just burn and burn and burn and burn. And let it burn more brightly in every one of our hearts, we pray. Amen. That last verse, could we sing? 42, if you shut your books. Number 42. Burn on, O fire of God, burn on, till all my dross is burned away. For it, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Burn, O Lord. Burn, O Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, I need oil in my lamp. Hallelujah. 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 Burn, O Lord. Burn, O Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Turn, O Jesus, thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, praise the Lord, O my soul, hallelujah, let that fire fall, Lord, hallelujah, oh, right now, Lord, now, dear Lord Jesus, oh, thank you, Lord. Create, O Lord Jesus, within me a hunger, a desire, a thirst for thee. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Jesus, help us all, O Lord. Let the fire do its work in us, Lord. Oh, let the fire do its work in my heart, Lord Jesus.
Glory be to your name.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you for sending your wonderful counselors, wonderful spiritual fire upon us.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for baptizing us afresh and new and reviving us.
Yes,
again, Lord. We are unworthy, but you made us worthy with your grace.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
It is your grace that finds us.
Jesus.
Your grace that holds us together, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
So, Lord, do not stop. Do not stop changing us. Do not stop filling us with your holy fire, Lord. Do not stop refining us, purifying our hearts.
Yes, Lord.
Into a temple worthy of your name. Let us be pure sacrifices. Let our lives be pleasing sacrifices.
Hallelujah. Amen, Lord.
Lord, we commit our service to you.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Now open your heart to Jesus right now. When we had the fire the other night at the beach, it took us a little while to get it going, or it took the ones that were working on it a little while. The wood wasn't quite ready yet, and maybe it was so wet and needed to dry out, or needed to be drawn a little, whatever it was, needed a little gasoline thrown at it. I don't know what you need or what we need this morning, but maybe it's taking the Lord a little time in your heart to build that fire and to let that fire burn. Once it got going, wow, we could even cook marshmallows on it. And you never know what might happen when that fire gets going in your heart. And just be open to receive from the Lord. Let him kindle a flame of love and zeal within your heart. He's here. He's drawn near by his presence. And he wants to work that in you. In you. Oh, thank God. As Sister Hofländer said, not just the preachers and the missionaries, but God wants to work that in every one of us. And he wants to fan it into flame. And oh, let him do that right now in your heart. He's doing it for those that are open to him. Let's all of us open our hearts. Just let him work in you the way he desires to this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Oh, let the fire burn in every one of us, Lord. Hallelujah. Let that fire burn in my heart, Lord, I pray. Hallelujah. 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 Fan into flame, dear Lord. Kindle, oh God, I pray in my heart, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 I need thee, Lord. I need thee, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, I need you, Jesus. Jesus, I need you. Hallelujah. Open my heart, Lord. Open my heart, Lord. Dear Lord, I don't maybe know what I need, but you know, Lord. I just want what you have, Lord. I want what you bring and give, Lord. I want that fire to burn, Jesus, in me more brightly. Hallelujah. Father, let it burn. Let it burn. Oh, let the Holy Spirit's fire burn. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, living God, consuming fire, burn the self, burn the dross of sin. Dear Lord, give me your desires, oh God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, living God, consume, O Lord. Dear Lord, everything in our heart that is not pleasing to thee, Lord, and burden us your desires, your love. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, in your name we ask it, dear Lord. We praise and thank you for it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus.